What can we practically do to work for secession, independence and freedom in the Cape of Good Hope? First of all, we need to know that there is an inalienable right to self-determination. This right to self-determination is specifically mentioned in Section 235 of the South African Constitution. It is guaranteed by international law, for example, International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights. The African Union Charter on Human and People Rights also guarantees the right to self-determination, and the United Nations Charter, all of which the Republic of South Africa is signatory to. Now, here are some of the legal documents recognizing the intrinsic right to self-determination. Chapter 14, Section 235 of the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa recognizes and guarantees the right of self-determination of any community sharing a common cultural and language heritage within a territorial entity in the Republic. Are there cultural and language groups who share a common territorial entity in the Republic who are not being adequately protected, provided for by the central government, who may choose to, through self-determination, secede? We think so. The Cape fulfills all of the necessary criteria to achieve self-determination or independence. Now, the United Nations Charter 1945, which, by the way, Prime Minister Jan Smuts, or General Smuts of South Africa, actually drafted. Purpose, Chapter 1, Purpose and Principles, Article 1, the purpose of the United Nations are to develop friendly relations among nations based on respect for the principle of equal rights and self-determination of peoples, and to take other appropriate measures to strengthen universal peace. Where there is self-determination, it does strengthen peace. Because if you ignore the will of a community and you oppress them, well, there will be war. As we saw in Eritrea for how many years till they were allowed to secede from Ethiopia or South Sudan, from Sudan, and so on. United Nations, self-determination, the principle of the law, the declaration of the granting of independence to colonial countries and peoples adopted by the United Nations General Assembly, Resolution 1514, 14th of December 1960. All peoples have the right to self-determination. By virtue of that right, they freely determine their political status and freely pursue their economic, social, and cultural development. Immediate steps shall be taken in trust and non-self-governing territories or all other territories which have not yet attained independence to transfer all powers to the peoples of those territories without any conditions or reservations. In accordance with their freely expressed will and desire, without any distinction as to race, creed or color, in order to enable them to enjoy complete independence and freedom. All that from the United Nations Charter. The International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights in 1976 declares, all peoples have the right to self-determination. By virtue of that right, they freely determine their political status and freely pursue the economic, social, and cultural development. So, if, for example, in South Africa, you have a government that's trying to push a socialist agenda, expropriation of property without compensation, things like this, pushing a pagan, secular humanist, even pornographic agenda in schools through comprehensive sexuality education and things like this, and we say, no, we would rather have a Christian free enterprise system that respects our culture, and when you realize that more than half of the people of the Western Cape's home language is Afrikaans, and Afrikaans being more than sidelined and trampled on by the central government, do the peoples of the Western Cape have a right to determine to develop their own independent state? Still quoting from this charter, all peoples may, for their own ends, freely dispose of their natural wealth and resources without prejudice to any obligations arising out of international economic cooperation based upon the principle of mutual benefit and international law. In no case may a people be deprived of its own means of subsistence. Do you know that the Western Cape, out of every rand we pay in taxes, only 8% comes, or 8 cents, out of everywhere and comes back to the Western Cape. And most of that's misspent and used for corruption and government cadre appointments. Anyway, so if we were independent, we could cut our taxes to under 10% of what they are now. But we could do better than that because it's so misspent and there's so much padding and corruption that we could bring our taxes down to less than 1% of our total income. In fact, spoken to economists such as Stephen Mitford Goodson, who's one time director of the Southern Reserve Bank, that we could bring our taxes down to half of 1%. It would make the Cape virtually a tax haven. And we don't need all that they're taking. We can scrap that GST, all the tax on petrol and everything else and so on and so forth, which rises everyone's prices and cost of living. And would we not have a far higher standard of living if we did so? Number three, the state's parties to the present covenant, including those having responsibility for the administration of non-self-governing and trust territories, shall promote the realization of the right of self-determination and respect that right in conformity with the provisions of the Charter of the United Nations, which we read earlier. It may surprise you to know that the African Union Charter on Human Rights and People Rights on Self-Determination, Article 20, recognize the right of self-determination. All people shall have the right to existence. They shall have the unquestionable and inalienable right to self-determination. They shall freely determine their political status and shall pursue the economic and social development according to the policy they have freely chosen. It is a fact that the people of the Western Cape have never chosen the ANC as the government. The ANC have never won a majority of the Western Cape's votes in any election. And therefore, it's quite clear this is the one province in the country that does not have the government they voted for. Number two, still quoting from the AU Charter, colonialized or oppressed peoples shall have the right to free themselves from the bonds of domination by resorting to any means recognized by the international community. Number three, all people shall have the right to the assistance of the state's parties to the present charter in their liberation struggle against foreign domination, be it political, economic, or cultural. In summary, self-determination is recognized by the South African Constitution, the African Union Charter on Human and People's Rights, the United Nations Charter, the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights. Now, there are also other elements to self-determination which even further strengthen the case for self-determination. One is that if a country was formed through a union of previously autonomous states, there's a higher propensity for those states to reclaim their independence. Now, prior to 1910, South Africa did not exist. South Africa is a political construct which isn't really even the name of a country, but rather a geographic description of the location of that union. After the Anglo-Boer Wars of 1809-1901, the British Empire forced together six autonomous entities within the borders of what they called the Union of South Africa. It was the Southern Republic, or Transvaal, Orange Free State, Natal, the Cape, and Basutoland, which is today called Lesotho, and Swaziland, all were part of the Union of South Africa. The Union of South Africa's newly formed borders included the two Boer republics, the two British protectorates, the kingdoms of Swaziland and Lesotho, and the two British colonies, the Cape Colony and the Natal Colony. Now, of course, of them all, the Cape Colony was a senior partner in that. We had had a parliament that had been meeting long before there was even a hut on the location today called Pretoria or Johannesburg. And so the Cape is the oldest parliament and the oldest civilization in the Southern Hemisphere. In 1966 and 1968, Lesotho and Swaziland respectively returned to independence, which was only fair and right. Now, for people to say that there's something magic about the boundaries of South Africa and can't be changed, well, they've already been changed. Lesotho and Swaziland were given independence. That's why we've got a big hole in the middle of the South African map and quite an interesting chomp into it, like somebody took a bite out of the side of the Eastern Transvaal over there. Most other British colonies in the world outside of South Africa have been granted independence. However, the Cape still remains locked in a colonial union established by the old British Empire to which nobody was asked to give their assent. Nobody in the Cape had a chance of a referendum to say, do you want to be part of the Union of South Africa? And you can be sure the people of the Transvaal and Free State didn't agree to it because they fought a long and bitter war for the very purpose of preventing such a union. The United Nations has recognized the need for colonial constructs to be removed. South Africa is a colonial construct. It's a shotgun wedding, and it's a marriage of convenience the British did in order to control the gold and diamond mines, and that has long passed the shelf life, and it's time to redraw the maps. The damage of artificially constructed colonial boundaries has been felt throughout the African continent. And the recent peaceful referendum for independence in South Sudan is testament to the trend towards self-determination. South Sudan, since the 9th of July 2011, is the youngest country in the world today. All over the world, there are other territories choosing self-determination. And there's even an association of emerging states, which we are party to. The Brexit referendum undertaken by the British people to be independent of the European Union is another example of this emerging movement of decentralization and independence. And the EU kept saying, you can't do it. This union was a one way and you can't get out of it and so on and so forth. Well, it was done anyway. There are numerous other nations preparing for secession. There's a lot of countries in Europe who are fed up with the EU. Nehemiah 2 verse 17 says, you see the distress that we're in, how Jerusalem lies waste and its gates have been burned with fire. Come, let us build the wall of Jerusalem that we may no longer be a reproach.